Chapter 18. Filling in the Holes. Creating Structures. The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind. William James. It is not that something different is seen, but that one sees differently. It is as though the spatial act of seeing were changed by a new dimension. Carl Jung. It is one thing to process memories of trauma, but it is an entirely different matter to confront the inner void, the holes in the soul that result from not having been wanted, not having been seen, and not having been allowed to speak the truth. If your parents' faces never lit up when they looked at you, it's hard to know what it feels like to be loved and cherished. If you come from an incomprehensible world filled with secrecy and fear, it's almost impossible to find the words to express what you have endured. If you grew up unwanted and ignored, it is a major challenge to develop a visceral sense of agency and self-worth. The research that Judy Herman, Chris Perry, and I had done, which I spoke about in Chapter 9, showed that people who felt unwanted as children, and those who did not remember feeling safe with anyone while growing up, did not fully benefit from conventional psychotherapy, presumably because they could not activate old traces of feeling cared for. I could see this even in some of my most committed and articulate patients. Despite their hard work in therapy and their share of personal and professional accomplishments, they could not erase the devastating imprints of a mother who was too depressed to notice them, or a father who treated them like he wished they'd never been born. It was clear that their lives would change fundamentally only if they could reconstruct those implicit maps. But how? How can we help people become viscerally acquainted with feelings that were lacking early in their lives? I glimpsed a possible answer when I attended the founding conference of the United States Association for Body Psychotherapy in June 1994 at a small college in Beverly, on the Rocky Massachusetts coast. Ironically, I had been asked to represent mainstream psychiatry at the meeting and to speak on using brain scans to visualize mental states. But as soon as I walked into the lobby, where attendees had gathered for morning coffee, I realized this was a different crowd from my usual psychopharmacological or psychotherapy gatherings. The way they talked to one another, their postures and gestures, radiated vitality and engagement. The sort of physical reciprocity that is the essence of attunement. I soon struck up a conversation with Albert Pesso, a stocky former dancer with the Martha Graham Dance Company, who was then in his early 70s.